This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the fertilizer plant located near a school in West Texas exploded last month, Associated Press reporter Jack Gillum got to thinking, where else in America is there ammonium nitrate stored in vulnerable areas? Federal law says this info should be a matter of public record, but citing terrorism fears, authorities in many parts of the country would not share. Of the 28 states that did supply data, the AP found 120 facilities near school children, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Jack Gillum joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So there may be more work to do in terms of documenting this stuff, but what did you find?
So we found among the 28 states that gave us data and we were able to contact and verify about 120 of these facilities that are within, say, a quarter of a mile of what you would call a vulnerable facility, say a school, a hospital, a nursing home, and the like. And about 60 of those, at least according to the data, and a couple of dozen that we were able to verify, had more ammonium nitrate, that is about more than 200 tons, than what was stored in West Texas.
So what is your hope with this journalism, that it sparks a wider conversation about just where this stuff is stored and is it appropriately stored?
Well, back in the 1980s, there's federal legislation passed that gives the public the right to know. In fact, the legislation has the words Community Right to Know Act in its title. And the whole point of this was to tell you that, hey, here's what are the toxic chemicals, and not just ammonium nitrate, but benzene, formaldehyde, chemicals that can really do some damage if ingested or exploded. And this data is supposed to be able to tell people what's near them. And that sort of ran counter to when we talked to a lot of these states, including Hawaii, which said, quote, I'm not going to let you tell them about what's exactly in these people's backyards.
Associated Press reporter Jack Gillum wrote the piece, Terror Fears Keep Toxic Plants Hidden from Public. Jack, thank you very much.
You're welcome.